The gospel reading is from Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The master teacher needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your ruler is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Thus ends the reading.
So I want to invite you all at this moment to uncover what is at the center of your tables. And what you will see is different types of bread. And we're about to do communion together. And you all are, I'm going to invite folks to break the bread. If you are sitting in the middle Malka chair, so that would be like Christian or Roy there, you will see underneath the bread are some disposable gloves. You're going to be the bread breaker for your table. So here's what's about to happen besides breaking the bread. You will also notice underneath the bread a card. That card has some information on it about each of the breads and why the bread is significant. And then there are a series of questions. So when we take time to eat, I'm going to ask you as a table to be discussing those questions. So could you, here, Christian, will you hand me yours for just a minute? You'll see one like this. And the bread that they have is, these two tables up here have matzah bread, okay? Which is the bread that would be eaten as Passover begins on Wednesday. The tables in the middle, which are mostly populated by our young people, they have focaccia bread made by Tom Martins. Thank you, Tom. And it's lovely, and there's information about the focaccia. In the middle, or the next rows down, is naan bread that I made yesterday. It also has its own story. And at the end, I believe, or maybe I have that wrong, is the naan. No, that's naan. And at the end are loaves of bread that Kathy Maddox made, a quick rise or a no-need wonderful bread. Now, I know we got a lot of people out there and a lot of food here, and I don't have cards for the table there, so I don't know exactly how we're going to do that other than to encourage you to come and join at some point. But here's what's going to happen. We're going to do communion together, and after we've done the communion, we've sung our communion song, we've done our communion prayer, I'm going to invite you all to come up and eat. I'm going to invite you to come and eat. We're going to trust that everyone, if you need to rinse hands, I'm going to run to the office and get a disposable. Got them. Already thought through. Thank you. We'll eat. And I'm going to invite about the bread, the imagine, it says, and then the questions. And I want you to talk to each other about the questions. And we're going to eat for about 20 minutes. And when the 20 minutes is piled, I'm going to ask you all to just share a little bit of what you might have thought about while looking at the questions. Okay? Does that make sense? Yes. And, oh, thank you, Becca. For when we're doing the communion, if you want gluten-free bread, which, by the way, the matzah is actually gluten-free. Who knew Safeway would have gluten-free matzah bread? But for those who aren't sitting at a matzah table, we have gluten-free bread that Becca has for the communion. You have grapes at the table. And for our Zoomers, so here's the reality. When we break to eat, You all are going to stay on as a big group. Gene is going to go through instructions for you all, and then you all have some questions as well, and we're going to send you off into breakout rooms for 15 to 20 minutes, then bring you back and let you all share with us as well. So you are not excluded from this, although I wasn't able to bake bread and send it to each of you. My apologies. Okay, so the thing about the cards that you have is that when we think about Palm Sunday, Palm Sunday is a day that, as we have made it already, a day of celebration. People shouting Hosanna, crowds going crazy. We know, though, what is to come. And we know that in the midst of that crowd, or I suspect in the midst of the crowd that are waving palm branches and stuff, there are people that are experiencing some things other than joy. There might be some fear, some sadness. There might be some wondering. There might be all number of things. That's what the different breads represent that you're going to talk about. Because the truth of the matter is we, 2,000 years later, get to know the story as it's coming, but they did not. They were experiencing as it emerged day by day. And I think that as difficult moments probably came, and even as we know that on the last week that they were gathered together, they did in fact break bread together, I'm sure that they oftentimes had to stop and pause, as we will do, and sit around the table and share our thoughts with what does this all mean? We know that on the day in which Jesus was betrayed, on that there was a Last Supper. So invite those of you in the center Malka chair to get your disposable gloves on. Christian, nicely done, Christian. And I invite you to lift a loaf of the bread, the matzah, whatever you have up in front of you. And we remember that indeed the bread was broken, and would you break it for your table? That's you, Amara. Are you breaking that bread, Amara? Okay, or someone else. And when the bread was broken, he said, this is my body that is broken for you, that you may be able to share this and do this with one another in remembrance of me. And in the same fashion, he took a cup, and so you guys can pass around your grapes. He poured the cup. He said, this is the blood of the new covenant, which has been broken, which has also been shed for you. And in that new covenant, we are called to indeed give our lives that others may live, and so we do the same. So I invite you now as well to take the bread, to take the grape, and enjoy this moment together. Now then. Right.